News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico is no longer in life-threatening condition after he was shot and wounded in an attempted assassination yesterday. And Pavel Verbičana, news editor of Radio Express in Slovakia, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Pavel. Thank you for joining us. What can you tell us in terms of what we know about the Prime Minister's condition, firstly?
Our Prime Minister, Robert Fico, underwent, after the attack, several hours surgery in Banská Bystrica, a close town where the attack happened. He is stabilized right now. Our Minister of Environment, Tomáš Taraba, had more information late night yesterday. He said surgery went well at late evening. In the end, he will survive. And according to his words, Mr. Fico was heavily injured and the bullet went through the stomach and the second one hit his arm. But the good news is that no major arteries were hit. That's what we know.
Yeah, and he apparently is out of danger in terms of it being life-threatening. But obviously, I'm sure it's still a very serious condition. The man has been shot multiple times. Do we have any additional information on the perpetrator, on the person who shot him?
Yeah, the gunman. The gunman was 71 years old man, a writer. He has a weapon in legal possession. Defense minister called the shooting a politically motivated. Of course, there is investigation right now. We really don't have more specific information about his deeper motivation or anything like that. But what we know, the gunman was staying in a crowd because there was a government meeting in the small town, Handlova, and the prime minister went out of the building to cheer the crowd. And the gunman was staying right there. Prime Minister went right across the street and the gunman shot five times. This is the question of discussion in Slovakia right now, that in case you hear five shots, there is a question whether there was no problem with the security, because we talked with the former head of the Office for the Protection of Constitutional Official, and he considers this is a serious failure. This case is specific in that there were a lot of security guards.
Okay.
It should have been 100% ready because all the members of the government were there. The procedure of the government security needs to be right now deeply investigated.
So are you saying the fact that the gunman was able to shoot five times, that shooting once should have been enough for the security to react and perhaps shoot him back or some such?
Yeah, or just
disarm
his bodyguards. Okay. You know, his bodyguards jump in front of the prime minister, try to protect him more. And we know that several shots went through the body of the prime minister. That's the first thing. And we know that at least five times he shot from the gun, which is, couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And nothing happens. So this is the discussion. Analytics say, or experts say, that it can be really big security failure.
Okay. The Prime Minister, Robert Fico, he is viewed certainly from outside Slovakia as a divisive figure. Would you categorize him like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had election last year and it's like 50-50. The Slovaks have been deeply divided over the country's direction and position in the world since Fico returned to power last year. Critics say he's a populist whose pro-Russian leanings pose major risk for the country. He has strong support and also strong opposition, what I can say. People who do not support the prime minister claim that he himself has escalated the situation with his rhetoric.
Okay.
And it has come this far also because of him as well. And of course, there is no apologize for such attack. This is absolutely horrible situation what happened. But what is true and reality in Slovakia is that we are a really deeply divided nation today.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Pavel Verbičana, news editor of Radio Express in Slovakia.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.